So given that that is basically have something to talk about, because that's basically what you're going to be doing when you put on your microphone and turn on your recording software, is where you're going to be talking. So have something to talk about, have something fascinating, because if it's not a topic that you're passionate about, to use the popular trope, then it's going to be hard to talk about new things or come up with new topics and talk about it every other week. So have something you have, something interesting you want to talk about.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you're listening to us from. Welcome to the Creatives Chronicles, the podcast for designers and developers. Here on this show, we share experiences, our learnings and our feelings. We keep it real. We explore topics and conversations to help you become a well-rounded professional. My name is Brian Demeka, and as always, I'm joined by the man, the myth, and the legend, Boss UK Chigunda. Good morning, Boss.
Hello, Brian. Hello to our listener. Thank you for joining us. Our listeners, rather. Thank you for joining us. We hope to have a fun time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for spending time with us every week. We do not take it for granted, and we do appreciate. Today, this episode is coming from. There's a question asked. I think it was on Laravel NG WhatsApp group. Someone was asking how we handle the audio hosting for the podcast. So I was like, okay, maybe let's just do it behind the scene of our workflow. The entire process we go through from recording, before recording, and then post editing and publishing what we do, our workflow. So that is basically what we're going to be doing for this episode. So in case anyone is out there and thinking of starting a podcast or contemplating, this is the best time, this is the perfect time. Well, the saying is that there's no perfect time, but now is a good time to start. Like they would say, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. Another better time is today. So today is a good time to start thinking about starting one. All right. Okay. Firstly, we plan out the show titles, the episodes, like what we're going to be talking about. We plan and talk about them before the day for the recording. Initially, we have a content calendar. And we had topics, we got on a call and then planned out episodes beforehand. We discussed the topics we want to have on the call, and then we scheduled time and then recorded, right? So we had a Google Doc, we used Google Document, and then we had episode that we brainstormed on episode ideas and had them listed. Yeah? And yeah, that's like the first step. The next thing is, after we exhausted those topics, we then started having conversations before, we record on Saturdays. So before Saturday, we will talk about, either what's going on in the country, or we will talk about episodes that are coming from questions we have, like how this episode is coming from a question, a listener question. But Siki, let's talk about equipment a little.
Okay.
Your recording setup.
No, there's nothing high tech in my recording setup. It's mainly just my mouse and my system.
Okay. My recording setup. I have a USB microphone. It's a condenser mic. If you're thinking of starting a podcast, right, I'd recommend you start with a dynamic mic instead of a condenser mic. The reason is when you use the condenser mic, it picks the sound from the environment, like every single sound around is going to come inside your recording. But if you're using a dynamic microphone, an example of a dynamic microphone is the ATR2100. Yeah, it's a dynamic mic. It's on Amazon. You can get it. Right, it's perfect for recording. Like, it's going to pick only your voice, it's not going to pick the environment sound, and it's going to help you during post editing. You won't have to edit too much. Yeah. So use a dynamic mic. I'm using a condenser mic. I've I'm used to it. I understand how I can edit it after the recording, and then it's going to be easy for me to just proceed. So Bosuke is using his computer, and he's about he's using the headset.
Yeah, my mouth can be either condensed or compressed, or it can be dynamic.
So we're actually recording the call on Google Meet. We're using Google Meet to record this particular call. But before we got to this place, yeah, we had experimented with Zoom, and was this? Yeah, we used Zoom at one time.
We used Zoom. We used Jitsi Meet. I think we also used WhatsApp call.
Oh wow!
Then that must be long time ago.
Okay, we've come a long
way. I think it's basically not to wait. I think the moral of this story is not to wait till you have a perfect audio setup. If it's what you have available, the tape recorder, use it. So long as it can record your stuff and playback and allow you to edit and process, it's okay. We are using normal teleconferencing software, nothing specialized for podcasts, so not some fancy studio software or fancy podcasting software.
The goal is you just want to have a recorded version, right? Whatever will allow you to record, and then you can play back. Possibly if you can get the audio format in Wave, that's perfect, because with Wave, it's not lossy. No details is lost in the recording, so you can edit and then compress as you want, so amplify parts that are low, then you can focus editing. We do two process. We use Adobe Audition and then Audacity. But you could cut the Adobe Audition part and just use Audacity. It's a perfect post editing software. It does everything Adobe Audition does. But the reason I use it is they are specialized editing that I've already set up, like I've automated. I saved the process I use in my editing, and I recorded it in my Adobe Audition, right? Adobe Audition helps you do that. You can record yourself editing something, and then you can just impute a new audio file and just press play, and it will help you do your editing the same way you would have done it, right? So what I would then do is I would then listen after I do the automated process. I'll then listen and see if it got everything I wanted it to get. It edited how I wanted it to edit. I would normalize, I would remove the noise, and then I would compress to make sure the volumes and audio levels are the same, right? So I use Audition for that, and then I join everything with Audacity. Audacity is an open source software, so you could get it for free, but Audition you have to pay to use it. Audacity you can get it for free, and then you have your recorded file, right? And next thing we then do is we upload. We use an audio processor. We use an audio storage aggregator. Yeah, they're called aggregators. Yeah, and the one we use is called Anchor FM. Anchor.fm. What it does is we upload on Anchor, and then it distributes on our behalf to all the podcasting platforms: Apple, Google Podcast, Spotify, all of them. Right. So if you're starting out, you might not even need any recording gear. If you're just wanting to experiment, you can just download Anchor.fm. It's on iPhones and it's on Android phones, and record your file. You can record directly on Anchor and then edit on Anchor, but it's going to be problematic if you're not used to it, right? What you can do is you record on your teleconferencing software or whatever recording setup you have, and then upload on Anchor. Anchor allows you to do that. So the link is anchor.fm. I'll put it in the show notes. So that is where we host our audio files, right? Before we got to this anchor.fm, we had used we had experimented with different hosting platforms, and the ones we were using before, we were paying for it. It was not funny. Like when we were using Libsyn, it was $15 per month. Yeah, it was $15 per month. And when I did not have the $15, I then switched hosts, and we used one that was, I think it was $10. Yeah, and then when I didn't have the $10 again, I then searched for a free platform that could do what we wanted. And Anchor was the best I saw, and we are using it. It allows us to even embed the players in our website and wherever we want. And it's an aggregator, so it's like the perfect solution. So you don't have to go through the process we went through. Just go to Anchor and you have caught all the things. That is one of our post-editing steps. And then publish, and then we spread the word on social media after publishing. Basically, that is what we do behind the scenes.
Yeah, and one thing I would like the viewer to recognize is that, right, one for every good recording you have, or for every good podcast episode you enjoy, right, is the one that does most of the heavy lifting. Mine is just to talk, like in Breaking Bad, like the famous scene in Breaking Bad where Walter White told his wife, "I am the one who knocks." So to paraphrase that, I am the one who talks, basically. So I don't do very much more than talking. Bryce is the one who does the editing and the cleaning up and cutting out what needs to be cut out, which is very little, and we're basically making it sound good and making the finished product for you guys to listen and enjoy.
Yeah, it's division of labor. And I work with audio for a while, so it's actually fun to do. So
Yes, I mean, I'm sure if I was giving the episode to protest and edit, I wouldn't know what to do. So unless they have the software has a button edit and that I can click and I will spit out the finished products. I don't think I can do much more than that. So for every episode you enjoy, it's you should know that the brains behind the products is bright, and probably as part of your feedback, you could also send some kudos as well.
Thank you so much, bro. Thank you. All right. Okay, let's do some nuggets before we do it.
Yeah, before we do some knowledge, let's say market. So, if you also want to learn how to do all these things, you can come and get Bright. It's not that expensive, it won't break your bank. So, thank you to ladies for listening to our sponsored message.
Oh my God.
Anything
This
from our
reminds
sponsor, read it by ourselves.
Good. There was a time I actually organized a conference in Abuja. It was called Abuja Podcasting Expo. Right? The goal was to teach people how to do what I was doing with podcasting. Guess how many people registered for this conference was?
How many?
Only one person. The fee was, I put it at 5,000 and did a discount. So it was going to be about 2,500 to come and then watch me do this behind the scene thing. One person registered. I had about five speakers come for this conference. Different people, like, because doing a podcast, there are different things you need, right? You need the branding, so I had the branding experts, like a really, really renowned branding expert in Abuja, like Tola Labi. Like, if you know the design industry in Nigeria, like, this man is like the top, like, one of the top persons. He is called the Logo King, right? I brought him to the conference. I brought another designer and a content strategist, and then I brought the podcast person too, another podcast person. So we are like about five speakers, and only one person signed up for this conference. And then one of my friends came to assist me with the organizing, and my brother sent his friend too to help me with the hosting. So basically, people in the conference, the speakers in the conference, was more than the participants.
Yeah, but well, that was a loss now. So now they're not going to be able to get it for 2,500 again. If you want to learn how to produce a podcast, want to be a podcast producer, kindly reach out to Bryce on 080-. But you know all the available handles we have, you reach out to him and thank you for that's a message from our sponsors. Normally in a normal sponsored message, there's supposed to be some bumper music behind the scenes, so as I'm talking, there's supposed to be some music playing.
I
Don't
can
worry.
add music, post
Yeah, we're not interested in
production.
music, we're interested in you learning how to become a podcast producer. That's what you should be focusing on now.
This is giving me idea. Hopefully, I would act on them in the shortest possible time.
And if you don't have that time, don't come and be looking looking for 2-5 again. That time has passed. Yeah. Bright has leveled up. He's no longer the amateur to do what he was that time. So,
yeah.
Come and mention anything to 5. Unless.
This was 2018.
Unless you're talking in dollars, you can mention 2-5.
Okay. Awesome. Before starting a podcast, it's a good thing you have your goals like set out, like what do you want to get from the podcast, like what is your driving the driving force or driving motivations, like we talked about last week, right? For us, we decided that this was a way of giving back to the creative community and the tech community. This was a way of sharing our experience. For me, this was one of the things in my mind, and we had a conversation. But CK was aligned with this, and he has been awesome and phenomenal. Like, there are times, there was a period we were recording podcast episodes at 5 a.m. Yeah. And for weeks and weeks and weeks, we are consistent with it, recording at the same time, because we didn't want environment noise and all to be in the recording. So we dedicated time, and we were coming on at 5 a.m. to record calls, right? And there was another time where we were recording at, I think it was 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. Yeah, that was crazy.
And the initial recording time was in the night, and we didn't do that for long because it did not work. Basically, they were getting people went all, they spent all their creative juices in the day. Getting the leftovers.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't the best setup for recording, so we had to change that in the morning when people are still fresh. And then in the morning, 5 a.m. was because we had to basically record before some people's had people wake up.
Okay. Yeah, awesome. So make sure you're clear on the goals, you what you want to get from the podcast, like define what it is for you. Like we had Priz US on the podcast, and oh my gosh, she's phenomenal. I had a conversation with her, and we talked about, should I be saying it on the podcast? Yeah, it's on her podcast, so I can say this. I had a conversation with her, and we talked about her goals for her podcast. For her at the beginning, the goal was she wanted to practice speaking. But you remember that when we had her on the podcast, and she also talked about whatever the goal is for you, you can have your podcast and then make sure whatever content you're putting out is aligned to the goals for your podcast. Because if it's not aligned, when you don't see the results you want to be seeing, it's going to be frustrating. So it's a good thing you clearly define what it is you want to get from your podcast, and then you can shoot for the moon. So, boss, if you want to give someone an advice about how to stay consistent, what would be your 2 cents?
Consistent, basically, I think it's just by doing it. Consistency is something; it's not something you theorize about. You learn consistency by practicing consistency. So, set a regular recording time weekly, or as many times as you really want to release podcast episodes, and record. And prepare beforehand so that at least you have, like we used to do, we have topics beforehand. So when it comes to recording time, you don't have to start scrambling around to find something to talk about. So prepare beforehand and have something. So long as you have something to talk about, it's easy to be consistent.
Awesome. I remember the very first episode I did. I recorded it. It was the first episode for the podcast. I recorded and deleted over 10 times. Yeah. I stayed up all night doing the recording. I had scripted the show and then recorded. So if you're starting out, it's okay to script like the entire show word for word, but try to not read the entire thing. It's just going to help you guide your thoughts so you sound coherent and not just ramble. So at the start, you can script everything. As you grow and you have built your knowledge base, you can then just have outlines of what you want to talk about. That would help you. Okay, this is what I'm going to talk about at this point. This is the next thing I'm going to talk about. Now, for me, I have like an outline. It's on my notes here. I have an outline of how I want the conversation to go, and then the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And when we're done, I have the outro for the show. So I have that. And over time, I've mastered how to just say it. Yeah. So you can start scripted, and then as you go on and go on, you can then go to an outline format, and or if you're not comfortable with that, however it is, you get comfortable. As Boshiki said, you practice consistency by doing. So go out and start doing and doing and doing. And when you're in motion and momentum, it's easier to stay consistent. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Any other closing advice for beginner podcasters or techies who are looking to start?
I think we've given all the advice. If you want production advice, you should talk to Bright. Like I said, he's the powerhouse behind the podcast. And the other advice I'll give other than that is basically have something to talk about, because that's basically what you're going to be doing when you put on your microphone and turn on your recording software, is where you're going to be talking. So have something to talk about, have something fascinating, because if it's not a topic that you're passionate about, to use the popular trope, then it's going to be hard to talk about new things or come up with new topics and talk about it every other week. So have something you have, something interesting you want to talk about. And for production advice, please contact Bright on 080.
Thank you so much, boys. It's been fun and awesome doing a podcast episode with both Praise and Bosuke. Bosuke, there are times when it's not convenient, but he still takes out time from his busy schedule. Sometimes he'll travel and be on transit, and then we'll have to be on the... my God. Oh, somebody be knocking on my door at this time.
Yeah, so at least the audience can see what they're talking about. Most times, even if you get a semi-perfect to perfect product, there are still unforeseen circumstances you have to deal with.
Yeah, variables that you would not even fathom.
Please,
I'm talking
1 second.
Let's hope it's a... since we're talking about podcasting, it's a really good thing to leave this in the episode so people can hear. And
oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, so
make it more interesting. And also, let it be that that's never was knocking. Are they coming to ask better questions? They're not coming to come and borrow salt or something. Literally in the morning.
My Jen is also probably want to come and charge. Let me see.
Charge phone. Can't wait.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's my neighbor, Docas. She wanted to come and charge her phone. I was right.
Yeah. And the way people will be knocking with all goodness as if they are the landlord.
It's cool, it's fun. Okay, thank you so much today. It's been awesome. Please do remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. Visit thecreativeschronicles.com/subscribe. Select your podcast player of choice and click the subscribe button. And don't forget to leave us reviews on iTunes. Please, it helps us, it helps other creatives discover the show. And tell us what stood out for you in this episode, and reach out to me with production questions, and reach out to Boss UK too if you have topic ideas or something you want him to discuss with you, or you need clarifications to be how he is also consistent with this. Alright, you may be the creative. thecreativeschronicles@gmail.com is the email. Twitter, it's Bright Siemeka, and UK Chucks. We look forward to hearing from you. Reach out to us on Instagram. Bright Siemeka, still on Instagram. And send us an email. We have our email, right? And thecreativeschronicles@gmail.com. We leave all this in the show notes so you can just click and then find us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Share this episode with friends and loved ones, right? Remember to always be creating, go out today and create awesomeness. We will see you next week. Bye for now.